Alright, welcome to True Thirds Radio. I hope you all have your yarmulkes on and have your Talmud out, because today we are going to have an early Shabbat service. We're going to be reading from the sacred Talmud today. Yeah, the sacred Talmud. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty here and find out just how wonderful Orthodox Judaism really is, folks. For all you let's support Israel Christians out there, you Zionist Christians, we're going to find out what the Orthodox Judaism really teaches about Christianity, about Christ, about a whole lot of things. We're going to see, guys, why, unfortunately, there really are anti-Semites out there. Anti-Semitism actually stems from the Talmud. The Talmud breeds anti-Semitism, which, if you're familiar with the writings of Theodor Herzl, the founder of the modern Zionist movement, you'll understand that this is what they wanted. They have always wanted to incite anti-Semitism. So they go out of their way to make statements against the Goy, against Gentiles, that they're lesser beings and that the Jews are superior to the Gentiles, to deliberately incite anti-Semitism so they can cry anti-Semite anytime anybody speaks against them and their desire for world domination and hoarding wealth in their hands by stealing it from everybody else. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty today after the break. Before that, go over a few quick announcements here, guys. Guys, if you're looking for solar power in your home, finally, there's an affordable solution. You can take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings. There's no rate increase. There's no equipment to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries. How can you go wrong? Just visit jointhesolution.com, and there's a hyphen in between each of those words. That's join-the-solution.com, or you can call them toll-free, 866-276-3975. Again, that's 866-276-3975. Check it out, guys, with these outrageous oil prices we're facing today. This sounds like the way to go. So go check them out. Again, that's jointhesolution.com. That's join-the-solution.com. Or again, 866-276-3975. If anyone's interested in reading any of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, or the new one I just added, An Alternative View of the Distant Past, along with some others I've got available, you can go to lulu.com. That's lulu.com. Just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, Giuliani. And you'll see all those books that I've got available. I'll have more coming up in future weeks when time permits, when I can get them edited. But check them out. Let me know what you think. Anyway, haven't checked the news this morning. I don't know what, anything new that's gone on as of this morning. But as always, there's always crazy stuff to report. I saw this last night. The state of Alabama has a terrorism awareness webpage, terrorism awareness and prevention webpage. I thought I'd share this with you really quick. One of the main signs of domestic terrorism is anti-government groups. And listen to what it says. Well, actually, we're going to a break. I'll read this to you really quick when we get back. Unbelievable, guys.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com, and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani here. I just wanted to read from this Alabama state website here, telling you things to watch for, to look for signs of domestic terrorism. And by the way, thanks to Jen, my girlfriend's one who sent me this link. This is unbelievable. Gun control equals enslavement. These are things that potential domestic terrorists say. Gun control equals enslavement. Oh, so I guess gun control equals freedom then. That's the logical conclusion. Take my guns away and then I'll be free. Free to acquiesce to whatever the out of control government we have tells me. Okay, that makes sense. Next, Constitution has been subverted. Well, we know that's pure paranoia. I mean, the Patriot Act was designed to enhance the Constitution. And to grant us even more rights and freedoms, right? Sure it has. Yeah. All right, Alabama. I guess I should talk like this from now on when I'm reading from Alabama's website. The U.S. has lost its sovereignty. Well, again, that's just pure paranoia. The North American Union is all about sovereignty. Sovereignty for the international bankers, but sovereignty nonetheless. Shut up. I'm closing that page. I don't even want to read any more of that. What a bunch of garbage, I'm telling you. Anyway, let me go on with this. The readings from the sacred Talmud. Yes, let's talk about that wonderful Talmud. Here we've got mainstream churchianity today hailing Israel, saying that we've got to support Israel or God will curse this nation. Israel is our kindred, our brother nation. Oh, yeah. They love us so much, they have no problem blowing up, you know, our intelligence ships, USS Liberty, no problem blowing up our embassies, you know, the Levon affair, no problem dancing across the bay, watching the towers burn and cheering as they burn, spying on us all the time, buying off our congressmen with the largest lobbyist group in Washington. Yeah, we need to support them. Well, let's get to the heart of the issue. Let's start looking at the Talmud, because this is where much of the philosophy of Zionism comes from, guys, aside from the Kabbalah. The Talmud consists of 63 books of legal, ethical, and historical writings of the ancient rabbis. It was edited 5 centuries after the time of Christ. So, you know, its roots, as far as a written document goes, can be traced back to the 6th century. But it actually existed prior to that time for almost 1,000 years, in fact, prior to that time. In fact, about 1,000 years. Going back to the 6th century B.C., the captivity in Babylon. That's where this originated, along with the Kabbalah. It's an intermeshing of ancient Hebrew teachings with occultic Babylonian philosophy and religion, more Babylonian than ancient Hebrew. But in any case, interestingly, and this is admitted in the Encyclopedia Judaica, the teachings embodied in the Kabbalah and the Talmud are but the written traditions of much older oral traditions that were actually the teachings of the scribes and Pharisees in Christ's day. In other words, the teachings of the Talmud are what the Pharisees taught, which Christ rebuked them over. Isn't that interesting? You've got mainstream churchianity supporting Orthodox Judaism, hailing them as a brother faith, and yet the basis of their belief system is the very system that nailed Christ to the cross. Unbelievable. If you have any doubt about that, we're going to be proving that here today. The Talmud is a compendium of law and lore. It is the legal code, if you will, which forms the basis of Jewish religious law, and thus it is the textbook used in the training of rabbis. The Talmud gets its name from the word lamud, taught, and so Talmud means the teaching. It's a very important work in Orthodox Jewish religion. In fact, it's the centerpiece, really. The Torah, of course, is supposed to be that, but the Talmud really, for most Jews, or a great many of them anyway, has replaced the Torah. There is a movement, though, in Judaism called Torah-only Judaism. Now, if you're going to call any branch of Judaism a brother fraternity or a brother religious group, that's the one, the Torah-only Jews. But the bulk of Judaism, certainly the Judaism that mainstream churchianity supports, follow the Talmud. Rabbi Joseph D. Solovey, oh boy, this is a tricky one to pronounce. I always twist my tongue with this one. Soloveitchik, I guess is how you say that, is regarded as one of the most influential rabbis of the 20th century, the unchallenged leader, if you will, of Orthodox Judaism, and the top international authority on halacha, which is Jewish religious law. Soloveitchik was responsible for instructing and ordaining more than 2,000 rabbis, literally an entire generation of Jewish leadership. The New York Times religious reporter, Ari Goldman, described the basis of this rabbi's authority thusly. Soloveitchik came from a long line of distinguished Talmudic scholars. Until his early 20s, he devoted himself almost exclusively to the study of the Talmud. He came to Yeshiva University's Elechan Theological Seminary, where he remained the preeminent teacher in the Talmud. He held the title of Lieb Merkin, Professor of Talmud, sitting with his feet crossed in front of a table, bearing an open Talmud, open volume of the Talmud. This is New York Times, August 10th, 1993. Quoting this simply to show the importance of the Talmud, this great, respected Jewish Orthodox leader, Jewish Orthodox rabbi, who has trained 2,000 rabbis, gets his ideology, his philosophy from the Talmud. It's very important you understand how central the Talmud is to Orthodox Judaism. Once you realize that, once you realize they get their ideology, their philosophy, their religion from it, that'll help us to understand how dangerous this religion is, Orthodox Judaism is, because once you hear some of the statements that are in there that we're going to be quoting from today, this will all come into focus. Yes, the Talmud, guys, is viewed as, by many sincere religious Jews, as the central pillar of their faith. But what many don't realize, in fact, even many Jews, is that the Talmud is filled with a multitude of incredibly false and downright evil statements, which force us to conclude that this work is anything but sacred. So with that thought in mind, and do understand, most Jews, really, they don't know what's in the Talmud. They're only told what's in it. And usually, you know, what's quoted to them is only some of the better statements, but they're made and allowed to remain totally oblivious, totally ignorant of some of the trash that's in there that we're going to be looking at today. And yet, again, this is what you know, Orthodox rabbis are trained with. So let's launch into an examination of some of these statements. Here's one. The Talmud actually instructs Jews where they should go to commit evil. It actually embraces the commission of evil, but it specifies where you should go to commit evil. Moed Katan 17a has this to say. If a Jew is tempted to do evil, he should go to a city where he is not known and do the evil there. There we go. Yes, good advice here from the Talmud. Makes sense, yeah? When you want to commit evil, you must go where people don't know you, commit it there, and then come back. Here's another one. Penalty for disobeying rabbis. A Reuben 21b has this pearl of wisdom. Whosoever disobeys the rabbi deserves death and will be punished by being boiled in hot excrement in hell. I kid you not, these are the exact words of the sacred Talmud. Here's another one. Hitting a Jew is the same as hitting God. This is from Sanhedrin 58b, which states, and I quote, if a heathen or Gentile hits a Jew, the Gentile must be killed. The Talmud states that it is acceptable to cheat non-Jews. Sanhedrin 57a states, a Jew need not pay a Gentile or Cuthean the wages owed him for work. Jews have superior legal status, according to the Talmud. Baba Kama 37b has this to say, if an ox of an Israelite gores an ox of a Canaanite, there is no liability. But if an ox of a Canaanite gores an ox of an Israelite, the payment is to be in full. Once again, guys, this document, this religious set of volumes, tells Jews that they're above Gentiles, that according to law, they're afforded protections, whereas Gentiles are not. Here's another one. Jews may steal from non-Jews. Baba Mazia 24a, and I'll quote from that when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Picking up here, talking about the not-so-sacred Talmud. I was about to read this quote here before the break. Jews may steal from non-Jews. Baba Mazia 24a has this to say. If a Jew finds an object lost by a Gentile or heathen, it does not have to be returned. Likewise, Sanhedrin 76a states this: God will not spare a Jew who marries his daughter to an old man, or takes a wife for his infant son, or returns a lost article to a Kuthian, i.e. Gentile. God will not spare a Jew who returns a lost article to a Kuthian. Oh, boy, I tell you. Quite a contrast to what the Torah, the Old Testament, actually states, isn't it? You know, the Bible teaches that God wants us to return things when we know the rightful owner. You know, wants us to do unto others as, you know, we would have them do to us. That's not just in the New Testament, you know, that's in the Old Testament. Love your neighbor as yourself. Christ was actually quoting the Old Testament, believe it or not. And, you know, but here they're saying in the Talmud that God not only doesn't want you to return things, but he won't spare you if you do return things to Gentiles. Unbelievable. Here's another one. Jews may rob and kill non-Jews.
Ah, what wonderful sacred text this is. I hope we all will follow this. I hope you have your yarmulkes on now. Here's another one, Sanhedrin 57a. Listen to this. When a Jew murders a Gentile or a Cuthean, there will be no death penalty. What a Jew steals from a Gentile, he may keep. So you not only don't have to return items that you found that you know belong to a Gentile, but now you can actually steal them. Here's another one. Baba Kama. 37b. Baba, Baba, Baba Kama. Baba, Baba. Baba Kama 37b says, the Gentiles are outside the protection of the law, and God has exposed their money to Israel. We're outside the protection of the law. Gee, that's funny. God told the Israelites when they fled Egypt that any stranger who joined themselves to the camp and wanted to follow the Lord, they were to be accepted as though they were born among them. But here, no. The Talmud says that the Gentiles are outside the protection of the law, and God has exposed their money to Israel. So take note out there, all you heathen, all you non-Jew pagans, your money is open season for Israel, and it has the blessings of God, apparently, if you go by the Talmud. Anyway, here's another one. Jews may lie to non-Jews. This is from Baba Kama 113a. Jews may use lies or subterfuges to circumvent a Gentile. Here's another one. Non-Jewish children are subhuman. I don't even know why we as non-Jews should have kids anymore since they're subhuman. We should just not even bring any more of these subhumans into the world. Here's what Yabamoth 98a has to say. All Gentile children are animals. There we go. Oh, I'm telling you, folks, this is absolutely evil. And here you have people like Joan Higge. I said Joan Higge, who are telling us we need to give more money to Israel. You know, he actually had a commercial on one of his last shows he did where he's stating that Christ is not the Messiah, and that the Jewish nation cannot be held responsible for crucifying Christ, that it was actually Christ's fault because he never made it clear that he was the Messiah. Therefore, they can't be held responsible for killing him as the Messiah because, I mean, you know, basically he's saying Christ was lying or Christ was deceiving them, that there was a Roman conspiracy involving Christ. You gotta be kidding me. I actually have the clip. Maybe I can send it to RBN and have him play it. It's just astonishing. It's only like a minute long, but it's a commercial advertising a new book he's come out with that, you know, wherein he claims to prove that Christ is not the Messiah. And I mean, this is unbelievable. And so this guy who's peddling Israel as basically God incarnate on earth, is wanting you to be ignorant of statements like this in the Talmud. Can you believe this, guys? All Gentile children are animals. Here's another one. This is from Abodah Zara 36b. It says, Gentile girls are in a state of nida, or filth, from birth. Gentile girls are in a state of filth from birth. This same section of the Talmud, 22a through 22b, states Gentiles prefer intercourse with cows. Unbelievable. We'll be right back, guys.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We got a caller. I'm going to take him in just a second here, but I just wanted to mention, you know, after reading quotes like what I just read, and there'll be more like them to follow, but it's astonishing, isn't it, that those who speak against the policies of Israel are called bigots or purveyors of hate speech, and yet all the while, here's the Talmud exalting Jews against Gentiles. The Gentiles are pigs, they sleep with cows, their daughters are filthy from birth. I mean, it's... Oh, you talk about Orwellian doublespeak. It's so disgusting. Anyway, let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hello, Charles. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, very good. Greetings from No Permit Mike in Northwest PA. Yeah, Charles, can't help but wish you and all the listeners well this day. And thank you for your expose on the origins of the Ashkenazis there that have pretty much taken over a lot of the aspects and infiltrated this here land.
Well, you know, you read this, and it's no wonder that they can do this without a conscience, that they can exploit people and drive the world into poverty and create wars and slaughter multiplied millions of people and not even bat an eyelash over it. This is what they're taught. They actually believe that God is behind all of this and wants them to do it, or even commands them to do it.
Yes, and it's also quite a shame that these so-called Christians fall in lockstep with these fools. And
if they can be led to believe that Christ isn't the Messiah by a man who professes to be a Christian minister, I suppose anything, they can be led to believe anything.
Yeah, Hagee down in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yes, and I have a bit of a an original quote for you, Charles. You know how they have a television out there? Well, Charles, if you look at the origins of Hollywood and who runs it, it's Talmudvision.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just as they use on these particular shows, too, if you're looking the Strong Concordance, they use that particular term called yada, Y-A-D-A.
Yeah,
and
yada, yada.
Charles, that's subliminal for intercourse. You can find the definition of that term there in Strong's.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So there
you go.
Yeah,
I hear that used a lot.
You've got a colloquialism there, Charles. It's Talmudvision. And we thank you, and carry on, sir. You and yours have a fine day.
Yeah, you too, Mike. Thanks for the call. All right, guys, let's get into more of the heart of this thing here. The next several statements I'm going to read are particularly shocking when you consider, as I've said, you know, the strong support that Israel gets from the Christian, the mainstream Christian world in this country. There's actually more non-Jewish Zionists than there are Jewish Zionists. Christian Zionism is a major, major movement in this country, a very frightening one. You know, your Pat Robertsonians and all these guys are major endorsers of Israel. They, you know, publish books. Look at, what's his name there, Hal Lindsey and his ilk coming out with all these twisted prophetic interpretations implying that Israel is going to be God's seat of authority. He's going to set up his throne in Israel, physical Israel, and rule during the millennium, and on and on and on it goes. You know, all of this originates with Scofield, by the way. There was no belief in the Christian world prior to Scofield that Israel was going to play any major role in last day events, and that God was going to raise it up, and that God is, you know, still with Israel. Israel is still the chosen people. That was not a belief in the Christian church at all throughout the entire past 2,000 years, just until the late 1940s when Scofield came out with the Scofield Study Bible. All of a sudden, ever since then now, the whole thing has changed, and now Israel plays this central role in Christian eschatology. But it's all bunk. Scofield, interestingly enough, was actually funded by the Rockefeller Foundation to produce that study Bible, guys. So that should tell you a little something right there about his wholesome origins and his biblical interpretations, where they came from. And now you've got, again, people like Hagee going so far as to say that we can't hold the Jews responsible for rejecting Christ because it was Christ's fault that they crucified him. I'm not exaggerating. Those are his exact words. In fact, like I said, I'll see later during the break. Maybe I can send this to RBN and see if they can play it. You got to hear it for yourself. It's astonishing. I mean, he calls himself a Christian minister. What is he ministering? You know, what is he ministering to people anymore? If he's telling people that Christ isn't the Messiah, how can he possibly call himself a Christian minister? It's unbelievable. Anyway, let's look at some of the blasphemous statements now in the Talmud against Christ. And again, I'm quoting this simply to show that there's no basis for, you know, Christian Zionism. There's no basis for Christians to be supporting Orthodox Judaism as though it's some brother religion of theirs, you know, a fraternity of godly believers, when they blaspheme. Listen to this. The Talmud states emphatically that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a whore. Sanhedrin 106a says, she who was the descendant of princes and governors played the harlot with carpenters, referring to Mary. She was sleeping around with carpenters, and Christ was the result of her doing that, her licentious lifestyle. Here's another one. Gloating over Christ dying young, at a young age. This is from Sanhedrin 106. Hast thou heard how old Balaam, referring to Jesus, calling him Balaam, an ancient pagan god, hast thou heard how old Balaam was? He replied, it is not actually stated, But since it is written, bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, it follows that he was 33 or 34 years old. There you go, guys. They're gloating here that he died young, actually calling him Balaam, an ancient pagan deity. You know, it's like calling Christ the devil himself. Oh, and there's more, but let me go first to my buddy Melissa down there in Texas. How's it going, Melissa?
Oh, that's funny sounding. Are you there?
Yeah. What were you hearing? I didn't hear anything.
I heard a funny sound. Anyway.
Oh, it's that Homeland Security Intercept System.
Oh, good. Well, they need to learn.
I want to make sure that
stuff.
We're not domestic terrorists. You don't support the Constitution, do you, Melissa? Because people who support the Constitution are anti-government.
Yeah, well, gee, I'm in trouble.
It's very violent and radical of you. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly. The thing you were saying a few sentences earlier about that Israel would inherit the land, that whole thing,
they're
around Jerusalem, that actually is, I think it's in Ezekiel where it's prophesied, or maybe it's Daniel, I can't remember. But anyway, it's after Christ.
Right, yeah, it's not this.
And see,
form
this is where
Israel.
People. This is where people get mixed up. They will. The 12 tribes will be brought back, and they will each be given their strip of land around Jerusalem. And for 1,000 years, Jesus Christ will personally rule over them with an iron rod, because they're still going to be screw-ups. Pardon my Yiddish. You know, the whole
but
idea...
But, of course, what they're talking about is this pre-rapture thing and, you know, the...
This is the scripture that you would correct their wrong doctrine with, like the people like Hagee. They are not God's chosen people right now. They are being held in abeyance because they refuse the Messiah that was sent. When he comes
God
back,
God is going to curse this nation because of people like you.
When Christ comes on the horse, on the white horse, and on his thigh is written King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the Battle of Armageddon takes place, they're going to be so thrilled to see him, if there are any, and I know there will be, true believing Judaites, that they will be really thrilled that he rescues them at that point in time. But because they rejected him when he was sent originally, I'm kind of glad, because it opened it up for anyone who would believe in Jesus Christ. So they're going to find out at that point, oh my, he really was Messiah. We made a mistake. And then they will be humbled. And then they will receive him as Messiah.
Actually, received him initially, the gospel still would have been open for everyone, but it would have been to the Jews.
But whole thing, they were supposed to be keeping the written word and the revealed word of God safe and give it to anyone who wanted to know it. And what they did was they took it for themselves and they hid it away and they pretended that they were the only ones. They were supposed to be the keepers and the oracles of God. And they turned it into, it's all about me, you know.
Well, and you know, so, that's what mainstream churchianity has also done.
The
same type of thing.
Anyway, this whole deal is, you know, I'm very thankful that the word was preserved so that we can have it. And, you know, in spite of humans, God managed to do that. And I believe that the revealed word of God is the will of God. And we're supposed to live it.
But you must interpret it in the context of the Talmud.
Not exactly. Although there
only
are
our great learned rabbis know how to understand the Torah.
Well, but there are some interesting things to know from the Talmud. There's, you know, amongst all the filth, there's quite a few little interesting gems.
Sure, sure. That's
but,
how it works.
You know, it's like everything else. We look at everything. We keep that which is good. And if we ever close our minds and stop learning, then we might as well just sit back and twiddle our thumbs, because this is about keeping your eyes open, watching what's happening, and then when you stand in front of your Maker one day, He'll say, well done, good and faithful, not only servant, but child. So,
there you go.
I don't know. I just think that the whole Talmud thing, I mean, you know, to have, I've been told, I haven't seen it myself, but it's okay to have sex with your small children as long as they're too young to remember.
Oh, I'm getting to that.
Oh, good. Well, that just kind of goes against my grain, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, all kinds of wonderful stuff in there.
Anyway, I would just say that Israel, you know, the reason I called in was because Israel will get what they're supposed to get. God promised it to them, and he never breaks his promises. It's just because of their unbelief, he had to set them aside during this period of time. And then he will fulfill his promises, because if he doesn't, that makes him a liar, and we know God is not a liar. So, you know, but that's going to be on the other side of the whole mess, you know.
Right, right.
And things won't be like they are now. It's going to be a whole different story then, but right now we're stuck in this paradigm.
Right.
And it's an interesting journey, I'd say.
Yeah, and you know, when they talk about support Israel, you know, they're actually setting the stage, really, for Antichrist, because Israel that's on this side is not in league with God by any stretch of the imagination, and so they're actually rallying people behind the very beastly system that they're supposed to be turning away from. What a twisted mess.
I wonder if that would be called a conspiracy theory, that one that you just stated there. Twice in the past 12 hours, I was told that I was really stretching when I thought that there might be something more to the Bhutto killing, and there might be CIA involvement, and also that 9/11 was an inside job. I'm probably just...
Wait a minute now. The CIA has never done anything like that before. Why do they do that now?
No. But this is what's hit me twice in the past few hours, where all of a sudden I'm the weirdo standing out there by myself, and this, the one person that told me that it was a bunch of Muslims and it's all the Muslims' fault, I said, you are an absolute idiot if you think that. And it got to the point where, it's a good reason for me to never talk to that person again, because I've been trying to find a reason.
This woman was very popular among the people. They had great respect for her. The CIA has a long history of taking out leaders or potential leaders that are popular among the populace that aren't kissing butt in Washington. I think that settles it right there.
Exactly. And, you know, what a horrible mess. And, you know, it's just, what if it is Al-Qaeda?
I was watching CNN this morning.
Al-Qaeda is behind it.
Yeah, okay. Well, that tells me for sure it was CIA.
Well, first prove to me Al-Qaeda even exists in the first place, step number one.
Well, it was a file name for a certain program in the CIA, is how Al-Qaeda first was named.
Sure. Yeah.
So that tells me it was CIA. The minute they slapped that title on there, hey,
LCIA.
Good job, boys. They did a good job. They're so good at what they do.
El-CIA-da.
Yes. Yes, well, anyway, back to the Talmud. I'll just let you go, but I just wanted to make it clear that God doesn't break his promises. It's just not exactly playing out the way Hagee thinks it is. So,
right, right.
All right, thanks, darling.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, let's get on here. The Talmud states in several places, I'll be reading some of these, that Jesus and his disciples were profoundly immoral. Now, you know, that's calling the kettle black, because as Melissa was just stating, and I'll be reading some of that later, the Talmud actually embraces intercourse with children. And yet here they're saying Christ and the disciples were profoundly immoral. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, here's one example. On the website of the Orthodox Jewish Hasidic Lubavitch group, which is one of the largest in the world, by the way, we find the following statement, complete with Talmudic citations. It states, quote, "The Talmud, Babylonian edition, records other sins of Jesus the Nazarene." And here's the list. Number one, he and his disciples practiced sorcery and black magic, led Jews astray into idolatry, and was sponsored by foreign Gentile powers for the purpose of subverting Jewish worship. They quote from Sanhedrin 43a for that. I hope any Christian Zionists listening are taking note. Number two, he was sexually immoral, worshipped statues of stone, a brick is mentioned, was cut off from the Jewish people for his wickedness and refused to repent. Sanhedrin 107b and Sota 47a. Number three, he learned witchcraft in Egypt and, to perform miracles, used procedures that involved cutting his flesh, which is also explicitly banned in the Bible. Shabbos 104b. It's astonishing. Sanhedrin 43a says that Jesus, or Yeshua, and his son Sino, in footnote 6, Yeshua, I tell you what, we got to go to a break, but I'll pick up from there when we get back, guys. This stuff is astonishing.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hey guys, back to Spirits Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Pick up with that quote here I was just about to read before the break. It's from Sanhedrin 43a, and it says that Jesus, also referred to as Yeshu, and in Sunsino footnote number 6, Yeshu or the Nazarene, it says that Jesus was executed because he practiced sorcery. And here's the quote. It is taught that on the eve of Passover, Jesus was hung, and 40 days before, excuse me, I think Carrie's giving me her cold here. She was sick yesterday, and Son of a gun. I'm going to let her have it now. No, I lost my place. Let me go back to the beginning. It is taught that on the eve of Passover, Jesus was hung, and 40 days before this, the proclamation was made, Jesus is to be stoned to death because he has practiced sorcery and has lured the people into idolatry. He was an enticer, and of such thou shalt not pity or condone. So here the Talmud is telling Orthodox Jews that they're not to pity or condone Jesus or any other like him, that he was a seducer of the people, leading them into idolatry. So as you can see, there's no remorse here. They're actually proud that they crucified Christ. They boast about it. And yet they profess to be at one with, you know, Christian Zionism. Yet the truth is, you go to Israel today, you don't have any freedom as a Christian. In fact, over the Christmas holiday season this year, they shut down the Nativity Church there in Jerusalem. They weren't allowing Christians to go in. You know, they do this stuff all the time. They're just as oppressive to Christians as they are to Palestinians over there. Here's another one. In Gittin 57a, it says that Jesus is in hell and that he is being boiled in, I quote, hot excrement. Can you imagine the blasphemy of this? They're stating that Jesus is burning in hell in hot excrement. Here's another one. The Talmud launches attacks on Christians and Christian books. Well, no wonder they treat Christians like garbage over in Israel. Oh, you don't know about that here. They act like they're in league with Christianity. Oh, we love Christians. Oh, the ones that support them anyway. But you go over there, as you can be a Zionist Christian who hails Israel. You won't have freedom of worship over there. Rosh Hashanah 17a says that Christians, or Minim as they're referred to, Christians and others who reject the Talmud will go to hell and be punished there for all generations. Sanhedrin 90a states that those who read the New Testament, uncanonical books as it refers to them, will have no portion in the world to come. Shabbat 116a informs us that Jews must destroy the books of the Christians, i.e. the New Testament. Dr. Israel Shaka of Hebrew University reports that the Israelis burned hundreds of New Testament Bibles in occupied Palestine on March 23rd, 1980. This is from Jewish History, Jewish Religion, page 21. And these Bibles were burned in harmony with what the Talmud teaches here, that these books should be destroyed. Again, whether you're, you know, a Christian or not, doesn't matter here. The point I'm simply making is, the biggest supporters of Israel in this country today is mainstream, you know, Zionist Christianity. And yet, look at what they're doing here. Look at what they're saying. Their holy book, the Talmud, condemns Christians and Christianity altogether, and of course Christ himself. It's time to wake up, folks, to what's going on here. All right, stick around. Short break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988.